I Know What You Did Last Wednesday, written by Anthony Horowitz and read by Nicholas Grace.
I like horror stories, but not when they happen to me. If you've read my other adventures, you'll know that I've been smothered in concrete, thrown in jail with a dangerous lunatic, tied to a railway line, almost blown up, chased through a cornfield, dodging machine gun bullets, poisoned in Paris, and all this before my 14th birthday. It's not fair. I do my homework. I clean my teeth twice a day. Why does everyone want to kill me? But the worst thing that ever happened to me began on a hot morning in July. It was the first week of the summer holidays, and there I was, as usual, stuck with my big brother Tim, the world's most unsuccessful private detective. Tim had just spent a month helping with security at the American Embassy in Grosvenor Square, and even now I'm not sure how he decided that there was a bomb in the ambassador's car. Anyway, just as the ambassador was about to get in, Tim had grabbed hold of him and hurled him out of the way, which would have been heroic if there had been a bomb. There wasn't, and if Tim hadn't managed to throw the unfortunate man in front of a passing bus. The ambassador was now in hospital, and Tim was out of work. So, there we were at the breakfast table, with Tim reading the Morning Post while I counted out the cornflakes. We were down to our last packet, and it had to last us another week. That allowed us 17 flakes each, but as a treat, I'd allowed Tim to keep the free toy. There was a handful of letters that morning, and so far, they'd all been bills. "There's a letter from Mum," Tim said. "Any money?" "No." He quickly read the letter. It was strange to think that my mum and dad were still in Australia, and that I would have been with them if I hadn't slipped off the plane and gone to stay with Tim. My dad was a door-to-door salesman, selling doors. He had a house in Sydney with 3 bedrooms and 47 doors. It had been 2 years now since I'd seen him. "Mum says you're welcome to visit," Tim said. "She says the door is always open." "Which one?" I asked. He picked up the last letter. I could see at once that this wasn't a bill. It came in a square white envelope made out of the sort of paper that only comes from the most expensive trees. The address was handwritten. A fountain pen, not a biro. Tim weighed it in his hand. "I wonder what this is," he said. "It's an envelope, Tim," I replied. "It's what letters come in. I mean, I wonder who it's from." He smiled. "Maybe it's a thank you letter from the American ambassador." "Why should he thank you? You threw him under a bus."
"Yes, but I sent him a bunch of grapes in hospital."
"Just open it, Tim," I said. Tim grabbed hold of a knife and, with a dramatic gesture, sliced open the mysterious envelope.